In this session, we're going to talk about the pastor's heart. Pastors, what makes them to be pastors? What are those qualities that you look at them and say, that is a pastor? When we look at that, we look to Scripture, and we notice, like in the book of 2 Timothy, I believe, one of those books that really show the Apostle Paul as pastor reproducing to his son in the faith, Timothy, how to be a pastor. And in the early chapters of 2 Timothy, like in chapter 1, you'll see that quality of power, love, self-discipline. And if you just take those three categories, you'll notice that that's in the pastor's heart. One is that sense of God has empowered me to be His servant. I am able, not in my own strength, but by God Himself, to be able to do something. So in other words, in a pastor's heart, it's not to just go around and please people. Tell them what they want to hear, so that therefore they'll like you more. But that sense of power is that sense of God has called me to do something. Now that's in your heart. If you're just plain a people pleaser, and that's all you're about, and in that people-pleasing mode, you say safe things, what happens is it will actually hurt people. I'll give you some concrete examples. Let's say you notice as a pastor that someone has an addiction to alcohol. And this person, you know, is someone maybe connected in the church and whatnot, but this is really hurting others. In your own strength, in your people-pleasing strength, you're not going to somehow walk up to them or talk to them and pray for them and bring gentle confronting or even more harder confronting. You're going to be like, oh, I really can't talk, or I don't know what this might do to me. But a pastor is one who sees his flock and sees a hurting sheep, a hurting person. And there's something about that power by God, that ability to go there and to say, now, George, I've been noticing that you've been drinking. And I've noticed that this is going to hurt you and it's going to hurt your family. Or even on some, you know, that's kind of a one sort of intense example. But simple other examples. Let's say you have somebody who's an elder in your church and they do not have a walk with God. You know it. A pastor, even there, has to have that power by God to ask, how's your walk going? Can I help you open up the Word? Can I help you succeed? And sometimes you might be younger and there might be somebody 20 years older, and in a respectful way to lead and pastor in a walk with God. This passage talks about love. So we have a spirit of power, of love. In a pastor's heart, it's love. It's about people. It's about loving people. It's about taking that interest in someone's life. And this could be at different ages. And maybe somebody has a softball game and you're not into softball, but you make a note to yourself and you just show up at that game because you love people. Maybe there is somebody who is out of a job right now. And the fact that you as a pastor notice that struggle is very important. Do you call that person up and how's it going? Have you found a job? Can I do something? Can I help you? Sometimes pastors have some interesting situations come up into their life. And it just comes out of that noticing, that love, that listening to other people, where you will be loving your people, so to speak, appropriately as a pastor, and the Lord just lays on your heart a need. And again, those are things that can't be trumped up, that can't be figured out. There's something very spiritual and godly about this, where the Lord will then just open the door to help someone else, open the door to see that hurting person. And you know what people notice? People notice, are you doing this because it's your job? Or are you doing this because you love them? that you care, that you are called to love them, because God loves them and God has sent you as a pastor to show that agape love and to think about their best interest. Sometimes too, when you love someone as a pastor, it won't be popular. We talked about the power, the ability to make hard decisions or to face things or to face sin. But just as important is if that's motivated out of love, that you're not trying to get them to be some perfect person, but that you really love them and care about their relationship. The third thing in the pastor's heart, and Paul talks about it, the spirit of self-discipline. The fact of the matter is as a pastor, you need to be disciplined. You need to have good boundaries in your own life. And that's in your heart. You need to look at your life and say, you know, I will not allow myself to be put into that situation. I'll give you an example. For counseling, I strongly recommend that you do not meet with the opposite sex alone. And I would almost say under mostly any circumstance. Now, people say, well, that sounds really old-fashioned, that, you know, that you would put that self-discipline there. What's it going to hurt? And here's what it is. The evil one in his schemes does so many things to try to knock leaders down. And even if you yourself are very careful and the discipline is there, you've got a great marriage with your spouse, Satan can find a way to get in between that, or even the perception that something might be going on. Self-discipline is about your personal life. It's about, you know, getting time with God and setting that time. It's about, you know, time for study. It's about time for getting your job done. You know, I've met pastors too where they're just kind of they're just about people, and they're about you know, making a difference. That's good. You know, power and love. But the self-discipline is not there. The work ethic, the setting up the proper boundaries, getting something done and sticking to task. I've noticed that as a pastor, all three of these convictions need to be in your heart. Because when you have these three convictions, what happens is that God multiplies your efforts. I want to talk about one other thing, and that these three things need to be in balance. If you are a person who, you know, is all about, you know, the answer man, the telling people the way it is, and I'm going to be there for truth, and I'm going to face all kinds of situations, and yet love is not there. So you're out of balance with the power, and then that loving heart, or the self-discipline is there. What you often get in then, if you just have that power, is what you have is the kind of answer man, hard to reproduce pastor that people will fear. Now, on the other hand, if you have love, but you don't have the power and the self-discipline, what happens so often is that you can just see everybody's situation. And, you know, I just gonna love people. I've heard pastors over the years, I'm just gonna love people. So they love people, but people don't really change. And what happens so often is that when truth needs to be told, the pastor doesn't want to say it because they don't want to offend. It's like that. It's kind of strange to say love can be out of balance, but what I'm talking about is the manifestation of love out of balance can create situations that bring harm to people. Or here's the other thing. Or you're out of balance in the area of self-discipline. You study, 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 and you study more, and you work hard, and you do all these things, and you have good, crisp boundaries, and never are you going to break your boundaries, and you have this pattern and this schedule, and if someone interrupts you while you're doing a message right now, you say, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now because I'm doing this message. That too goes out of balance. And what happens to people is they start seeing that, oh, what we have here is a hardworking guy that doesn't really love me. You see, when it comes to being a pastor, the pastor's heart is a heart of calling. It's from that calling and walk with God that we talked about last time. It's about leading people. It's about ministry to people. It's about making a difference in somebody's life. If that's you, if you live that and are called to be a pastor, what you'll find is that people will see what your heart is all about. If you're a person of truth, of power, if you're a person of love, who's just, that's your motivation. If you're a person who has good boundaries and works hard, that's a powerful combination. And that's the combination that the Apostle Paul said to Timothy, this pastor, that God has given you the spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. What I would ask of you to do and reflect on in your own life is, where are you at? Where are you at in those things? How balanced are they? Are you maybe an answer man who has all the right answers? And then people look at you and they're just looking for answers. Are you someone who just loves people but doesn't want to tell them maybe the truth? Or are you someone who, you know, works very, very hard, but your calling is more based upon the tasks than about the people you're called to serve, and most importantly, the Lord who calls you? Those are things to evaluate in yourself. Now, I want to reassure you, we all struggle with that balance. And different times in our life, we might be more in the love section, so to speak, or more in the self-discipline, or maybe even more in the power section. And all those things are part of the wonderful and the delicious walk of being a pastor. And yet, together, through the power of the Holy Spirit, with your elders and overseers, with your spouse and family, those are the dynamics that speak greatly to the heart of the pastor. So my prayer for you is that God gives you that heart and that you will be a blessing to those God has put in your charge.